McLaughlin and Audubon at the Farm Service Agency with this week's USDA report. Well, today, the usual reminder about the DCP and ACRE sign-up, which began on February 19th. The deadline for the DCP enrollment is August 2nd, but the ACRE deadline enrollment is June 3rd, so that's a couple months earlier. The 2013 DCP and ACRE program provisions are basically unchanged from 2012, except that producers may choose to enroll in either DCP or ACRE. This means that producers who were enrolled in the ACRE program in 2012 may now elect to enroll in the DCP program option, or they may re-enroll into the same ACRE program for 2013. Producers should go ahead and call our office here in Audubon. That number is 563-4261, extension 2, and set up their appointments. Give us your farm information. We'll take that information and prepare your contracts and have them ready for you when you come in to sign. Under the 2008 Farm Bill extension, all payment eligibility and payment limitation provisions for 2013 were also extended, including the average adjusted gross income limitations, or AGI. New for this year is a form CCC 933, which everyone will need to complete that's getting payments, certifying their AGI certification for their adjusted gross income for the applicable years. Also new to FSA is the program of Gov Delivery. The Farm Service Agency offices are moving to a paperless news distribution system through the utilization of our email services. Producers are asked to enroll in the new Gov Delivery system, and this system provides notices, newsletters, and electronic reminders by email instead of by use of the hard copy through the mail. If you would like to receive FSA program information by email, be sure to bring your email address with you and provide it to us when you come in to sign up for DCP and ACRE. Recently announced, the USDA will be conducting a four-week general CRP sign-up beginning May 20th of 2013. Producers with CRP contracts set to expire this September 30th have received or will be receiving expiration notice letters from our national office advising them of the opportunity to re-enroll these acres. Also, producers wishing to enroll new acres into the CRP program may do so during this sign-up period. Remember, those sign-up dates are May 20th to June 14th. FSA encourages producers to evaluate their options now for the benefits under the CRP prior to the sign-up beginning. And as always, producers may contact their FSA office and find out more specific details. Another program new to FSA is the microloan program. FSA developed a microloan program to better serve the unique financial operating needs of beginning, niche, and small family farm operations. The provisions for this program are similar to regular operating loans, except the requirements for the managerial experience and loan security requirements are reduced. The microloan program can be used for crop inputs, marketing and distribution expenses, the purchase of livestock and equipment, and minor farm improvements such as wells or coolers or something like that. This program could also be ideal for those producers interested in garden farming. Loans may be made up to $35,000. The repayment term may vary but will not exceed 7 years, and an operating loan is normally repaid within 12 months or when the product is produced or sold. Interest rates will be the same as the regular direct operating loan rates. For more information about the microloan program, producers should call their FSA offices. Audubon County, again, that number is 563-4261, extension 2, or Audubon County producers may go ahead and call directly to the Guthrie Center office at 641-332-2640. Cass County producers should call their local office at 243-1377, extension 2. For this week, this has been Denny Heflin with this week's USDA Report. Remember, if you need more information about any of the programs talked about today, just give your FSA office a call and we can discuss them with you. Tune in next week at the same time for more USDA updates. Thank you for listening.